Bizarre.
WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with one about a woman who has gone off the deep end, and there's video proof of it. We were watching it this morning. A high school teacher in Central California was arrested on suspicion of felony child endangerment after forcibly cutting the hair of one of her students while singing the national anthem. Okay, so a woman named Margaret Geisinger was arrested after videos posted on social media showed a student at University Preparatory High School sitting in a chair at the front of the classroom as Geisinger cuts his hair. And in the video, the 52-year-old science and chemistry teacher is heard belting out the Star Spangled Banner while cutting chunks of the boy's hair and tossing them behind her. The circumstances of what led the teacher to cut the student's hair were not immediately known. I mean, she looks like she's having a psychotic episode.
Yeah, if you watch the video, she's having what appears to be a full-blown nervous breakdown.
Yeah. After cutting the boy's hair, Geisinger grabs at a girl's long hair before the students make a run for it out of the classroom. You see everybody just run for the door. Officers responded to the high school after receiving reports of child endangerment involving a teacher and a pair of scissors. A spokesman for the Office of Education said counselors were made available to support students at the public high school. Geisinger will not return to her classroom, is what the statement said.
She did release a statement herself, Preston.
She was hired in August to teach at the high school part-time. Her teaching credential was suspended for 14 days in 2016 for, quote, immoral and or unprofessional conduct.
The hell is that?
Her teaching credential was also suspended for 2 weeks in 2017, but the commission does not list a reason. One of her students told the newspaper the incident was out of character for her. She said, when everything was going on, I was terrified, and I so badly wanted to blame her. She is a loving and kind lady. She's usually all smiles and laughs. This is not the Miss G that we know and love.
Well, maybe there's some sort of medical thing that she's unaware of, or...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it'd be very sad if she's, on the whole, a good person and just had a bad episode.
But
she, should... Are these scissors, Preston? They're scissors, right?
Yeah, they're scissors. Okay. But the video, she just walked in. She said, it's haircut day. And then she started singing the national anthem very crazily.
Well, what if she had started stabbing the kids with the scissors?
Exactly. She's being held on $100,000 bail, by the way. All right. Here we go. A Missouri woman is jailed on a felony sexual abuse charge after allegedly trying to force a man to perform oral sex on her. Amy Nicole Perino, who, by the way, you need to see a picture of.
Oh, okay.
Was arrested Sunday night after she repeatedly punched the victim and struck him with a belt, a brass plate, and a cell phone. During the attack, Perino, who was naked, chased the man around the home before pushing him to the ground and sitting on top of him. Perched on the man's face, Perino allegedly directed him to, quote, and I paraphrase, eat my kitty.
Oh, wow.
Replace the other word, and she's... Okay, so the man told police that while Perino was on top of him, he was briefly unable to breathe and was scared to death because he's shoving that in his face.
Oh, my God. And I'm assuming it's a mess, right?
Wait till you see.
She's on my screen if you want to take a look, Steve.
Yeah, walk over there and take a look. The man told cops that he asked Perino to leave him alone. And he didn't want to do anything sexual with her, is what he said.
Walked off the set of The Warriors. I bet you that pee is an alley pee. It's a tomcat.
Cops noted that the victim had cuts on his arms and nose and red marks on his chest, which the
from a private part?
The man said resulted, Perino hitting him with the belt.
Jeez.
Perino and the victim lived together. She was charged Monday with sexual abuse and domestic assault, both felonies. She was also hit with a third charge after allegedly, here you go, smearing fecal matter on the cell walls and breaking a jailhouse phone.
Wow.
So she's locked up in lieu of $25,000 cash bail.
I was looking through her winter activities list, Preston.
Oh, were you really? Holiday activities. All right. Here's another one. A Tennessee man faces up to 3 years in prison for peeing on a Kellogg cereal conveyor belt at a Memphis facility.
And you can't do that, right?
News outlets report that 49-year-old... Yeah, you just get in trouble for it. 49-year-old Gregory Stanton pleaded guilty last month to tampering with consumer products. He was indicted by a grand jury in September.
Stanton, did you piss on that cereal conveyor belt?
Stanton worked for the plant in 2014 and posted a video online in 2016 of him urinating on the conveyor belt.
Look at this.
The video led the company to alert law enforcement and launch an investigation that involved the Food and Drug Administration.
Wow.
It's unclear what prompted him
just for taking a whiz
to pee on the line or to film and share the act. The company and workers' union were involved in a labor dispute at the time. Stanton is set to be sentenced in February. All right, and we got another home run here. A man with a history of exposing himself in public was arrested after police found him pleasuring himself in front of women at a doctor's office.
Oh, man.
And his last name is Bates, by the way.
There you go.
Have a look at these.
Brian Bates was charged with criminal open lewdness for the incident. And officers went to the medical office for a report of a man exposing himself to patients. Now, listen to the description. Now, listen to this. Upon police arrival, officers found Bates in the bathroom with the door open while pleasuring himself and simultaneously attempting to penetrate his backside with the handle of the toilet bowl scrubber.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? Huh?
What?
How's it going in there, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Trying to molest himself with the toilet bowl, with the toilet brush.
Bates was taken to the Newbridge Medical Center for evaluation after being booked at police
headquarters.
Yeah,
I think I'm coming down with the flu.
Different evaluation.
Yeah.
The New York resident has a string of arrests for similar acts dating back to at least 1997. He was seen exposing himself by young children at a Barnes & Noble in February 1998.
Toilet brush again?
In December 97, two women spotted Bates pleasuring himself at the bookstore. And police also said he exposed himself to a young girl at the same store in October 1997. Whoa. So he would go to Barnes & Noble and whip it out.
I used to work at a B. Dalton bookstore years. I don't even know if they're around anymore, but years ago. And they had a problem with dudes coming in. Yeah, they would take magazines off the magazine rack at the front of the store and go into the back areas and have their way. And it was always my joyful task to evict them from the
Wow. This store. Guy likes to get people to watch him do it, by the way.
You know, honestly, I would pay to see that toilet brush. I mean, it's got to be pretty wild.
A little curious.
Yeah. I'm just curious what end.
Does brush go in first?
No,
or
I don't think so.
If you want to really clean that out.
It's ribbed for his pleasure.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
anyhow,
bristled.
That is what I have for you in the Bizarre File. Man, those are some home run stories. I got some more good ones. All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to come back, and we're going to have Christina P., who's going to be at Punchline this weekend. And I'm going to go watch the Avengers 4 trailer. I tried to watch it. I need to put some headphones on.
Yay! Boners!
When is that happening? When is that coming out?
May.
Yeah.
It's getting closer. I love it.
So it just in the first 40 seconds, it's Stark alone in a ship.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he's fidgeting with the Iron Man mask.
Yep.
And
don't put it up. I don't want to see it.
Don't do that. He's trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube, right?
He's actually molesting himself with a toilet brush.
Oh, wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Well, a school's clairvoyant night was canceled this week due to unforeseen circumstances.
There you go.
You see, they can tell the future.
Which makes it ironic.
It makes it ironic, but that's what they posted. It sparked an inevitable onslaught of Twitter snark. One responded by saying, surely those circumstances could have been predicted.
That's a terrible joke.
Several other parents claimed to have received refunds several weeks ago.
What is clairvoyant night?
Irvine Royal Academy announced on Twitter that the clairvoyant night on December 3rd had been canceled and invited parents to phone the school for the refunds. You know what? I don't know, Steve. I guess it's a get-together of people who feel that they can...
They have second sight or something?
Yeah, right. I'm not really sure.
They didn't sell any tickets. Because they all knew it wasn't going to happen.
Hey!
Didn't mean for that.
Kind of slipped right out there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oops. It happens, guys.
Oopsie.
Very rarely.
That should be allowed. It's not even that bad.
Honestly, it should be.
They say it on TV now.
All the time.
If you don't understand what just happened.
It was really innocent.
I dumped out on it, but Casey made a joke, and I told him that, you know, it, the joke didn't really count because of something I said earlier in the story, and he just blatantly, very casually dropped an S-bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
And oops. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I loved it. All right, so moving on. Finally allowed to leave Youngstown State University because of a lockdown, Chelsea Raymer, a student, left to discover a parking ticket on her car outside of the Williamson College business. She said, my friends and I were joking during the lockdown that we hope we don't get a ticket. She said, we never thought they'd give a ticket, but I went to my car and there was a ticket. Man, campus police are ruthless.
Unbelievable.
They will. In my brief time going to college, they were, I mean, the most hard-nosed parking authorities you have ever seen in your life.
The second you were like a minute over.
Yep. A court spokesman said that the court received several complaints from people who received tickets Monday saying that they were issued during the time that they were not allowed to leave. The lockdown occurred after there was a report of a man with a gun on campus. A man surrendered to police, ending the lockdown. Raymer, who graduates in a couple of weeks, said she was shocked to get a parking ticket. It was issued at 12:45 p.m., almost 90 minutes after the lockdown started and about 20 minutes before it was lifted. Her class was scheduled to end at 2:15, which would have given her enough time to in the meter to avoid the ticket. So
I went to a school where they would boot the car within like 2 minutes.
No kidding,
yeah.
Man. They will.
They
do
were
it.
Boot crazy.
Yeah. Gorillas at a zoo in England have demonstrated a distinctly human trait while attempting to solve a new puzzle game, and that trait is cheating.
Ah.
The gorillas were presented with a wall-mounted device where the aim is to guide a peanut through a series of obstacles by poking a stick through various holes to move it along. Well, eventually, the peanut reaches the bottom of the device and drops out. Some gorillas, however, figured out an easier way to retrieve the nut. They said, we've seen a lot of cheating behavior where they've been putting their lips up against the device and sucking the nut, which was not how we intended.
The old sucking the nut ploy.
The device to be used. But it just shows you that they're very flexible. They're capable of creating new solving strategies to access food.
Pongo, it's easy if you just suck the nut.
They have some fascinating problem-solving abilities that have probably not been witnessed since this first being introduced to the prototype device earlier this year.
They're amazing.
The scientists say that the game has proven a hit with a troop of endangered Western lowland gorillas who regularly return to play with the game even when there are no more nuts to win.
There is a special Sunday night on Nat Geo called Gorillas Nature's Nut Suckers.
Oh. Gorillas. Colon.
Yeah. Or, nature's
nutsuckers.
The okay. Colon episode is the follow-up.
Oh, okay. They're just dealing with the nuts right now. All right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.